Hi, good evening. You're listening to with Camilla on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining me tonight. I hope you enjoy the show. Today's show is going to focus basically, I like to call it Women's Day, because I'm going to be focusing on a lot of issues concerning women. But guys, hey, please listen to. I think you will really enjoy the show as well. You can learn a lot. And even if you don't learn anything, you can always sound really intelligent around that lady in your life. So give me a call if you want to debate. The number is area code 347-826-9733. Once again, that's 347-826-9733. You're listening to Get Deep and Keep It Real with Camilla. First off, I'd like to start off the show with talking about gratitude. Yes, gratitude. What are you happy about? What are you thankful for? For myself personally, I would like to discuss, you know, being thankful for just, number one, of course, being alive. Number two, just being in an area of New Orleans, this is now where I'm located, of some very creative and talented and intellectual people from all walks of life, from all parts of the world and the country. They have all converged on this city to call home, and I just feel very thankful to be in contact with. Also, that I've been lucky enough to travel the world. Australia, I just never thought as basically a poor girl growing up in rural North Carolina that I would one day be living and traveling the world. So those are just a few of the things that I'm very thankful for. Oh, and by the way, I'm thankful to have this show and to be spending this time with you and discussing issues that I think need to be heard. And I hope you are out there listening and share my point of view. And if you don't, I still want to hear from you, because I think that's the only way that we can learn from each other is hearing different points of view from various people from different walks of life. So now that being said, let's get on with the rest of our show. And before I do that, let's just give another station identification. You're listening to Get Deep and Keep It Real with Camilla on Blog Talk Radio. And if you'd like to call in, the number is 347-826-9733. And just a bit more about the show. Tonight I am live. I'm very excited about that. A little nervous. So please bear with me. If I seem to stumble or hear some typing in the background, I'm just trying to get ready. Future, I do hope to have more live shows with live guests. Week. Sundays looks like it's going to be my night to have these lovely conversations with you. And once again, you can reach me on Facebook, Get Deep and Keep It Real, or by email, and that's Get Deep and Keep It Real, all one word, A and D in the middle there, at gmail.com. And let me say that once more for you. That is Get Deep and A and D, Keep It Real at gmail.com. And once again, our phone number is 347-826-9733. Now, the next issue that I would like to discuss that I find a bit disturbing is the fact that we have two young women missing here in New Orleans. Very attractive young women who have gone one reason or another. The first person that I would like to discuss, her name is Terry Monet, and I hope I'm pronouncing her name right. And I'm sorry, that's Terry Lynn Monet. And I think she's originally from from California, and she moved out here maybe less than a year ago to teach at a local elementary school here in New Orleans. She was out last Saturday night with friends, acquaintances, at a local bar in an area called Lakeview. And the story seems to go was that she was out with friends having drinks, decided that maybe she had a bit too much to drink, wanted to take a nap in her car. And this is about 4 o'clock in the morning, and she hasn't been seen since. And I'm just a bit concerned because, you know, some people are saying that's out of her character. She would never do that. And, you know, other people saying that she was supposedly with, that's what she did. And I guess my biggest concern is this young lady has been missing now for more than a week or about a week. And there has not been any national coverage on this case whatsoever. And this young lady was nominated to be teacher, I think, of the year for her school or for the area. So, I mean, I think this would call for some national coverage of this young lady gone missing. I mean, for anyone, really. But here we have a possible national teacher of the year, a very bright young lady trying to do the right thing, and she's missing. And I just wish and hope that we can get more coverage out there because who knows where she could be. Maybe she's not in the state anymore. And having that local, national coverage could really help find this young lady. Now, the next young lady that I would like to discuss, her name is Nikki Sharpton. She went missing from the French Quarter area around February. And what really disturbs me about this is that it took the local media about a good week to report her being missing. Now, I'm not sure if there was a delay in the family members reporting her gone or what, but I find it quite odd that it took them so long to start reporting on her. It seemed like after the school teacher went missing, then they decided to focus on Miss Sharpton being missing. And I think they're saying that, you know, she was a dancer in the French Quarter. And so I'm like, you know, does your job title, like, get to pick what kind of coverage you get? Does your skin color play in what kind of coverage you get, whether it's local coverage or national coverage? And we, as a country here in America, we really don't have a good track record with when it comes to African Americans who go missing and getting an Amber Alert or national coverage. And no, I'm not saying that the national media can or has the ability to cover every single person that goes missing. But my point is, we very rarely ever see a person of color on the national news as missing and, you know, a search going out for them. So I would like to plead with you, the local media and the national media, to give these ladies coverage. They're important. We're all important. But I don't think that skin color or job title or social economic background should play, you know, a role in who gets coverage and who doesn't. So what do you think about this? What do you think about these issues that these young ladies have gone missing and very little talk is going on about it? We seem to be so concerned about so many issues. But yet, two very bright, talented women have gone missing, and we're not blogging about it, we're not Facebooking about it, we're not tweeting about it. Come on, let's wake up. It's our responsibility to be there for each other. I think we can all take at least 1 minute, one post for an hour dedicated to help finding these women. Once again, Terry Lynn Monet and Nikki Sharpton, missing from New Orleans. And you're listening to Get Deep and Keep It Real with Camilla on Blog Talk Radio. We can be reached at area code 347-826-9733. Once again, 347-826-9733. You can reach us on Facebook, or you can reach us by email, and that's getdeepandkeepitreal@gmail.com. And I'm going to take a little break, but when I come back, we're going to be discussing the Violence Against Women's Act that was signed by President Obama, and also the new abortion bill signed by the state of Arkansas and all its rules and restrictions. You're listening to Get Deep and Keep It Real with Camilla on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for listening to Get Deep and Keep It Real with Camilla. Welcome back. Thank you for that little short break. And once again, if you'd like to reach us, that's Get Deep and Keep It Real on Blog Talk Radio, or Get Deep and Keep It Real on Facebook. And you can give us a call at area code 347-826-9733, 347-826-9733, or reach us by email at getdeepandkeepitreal@gmail.com. So as I said before the break, the next thing that I wanted to discuss was the new violence, or it's not really new, it's a reauthorization, rather, of the Violence Against Women's Act, signed by President Obama. And I'm really happy that this bill was reauthorized. I must say that I was a little disappointed that it took them a couple of years, because actually the law was originally passed in 1994. And then somehow it expired. And no one chose to speak up about it, or, you know, bring it back up as a bill until recently. And so, thank goodness, the bill was reauthorized and it expanded some of the things. Basically, the law was a federal legislation to acknowledge domestic violence and sexual assault such as crimes. And also, it expands the bill that will cover, it will also cover gay and lesbian people. It will also cover brothers and sisters on Indian reservation. Because evidently, if you lived on an Indian reservation and someone came into the reservation who was not from there and committed domestic violence or a sexual assault, there was supposedly no true way of prosecuting them. So now the tribal authorities have the ability to prosecute these people, you know, who come onto the reservation and commit these types of crimes. So I think we should all be very thankful for that. And it seems like this bill had been twice reauthorized, actually in 2000, then again in 2005, and then it actually expired in 2011. So thank goodness we as women, we have this bill. And, you know, really, domestic violence is just not a women's issue. It's a man's issue as well. I mean, violence against anyone, whether it's bullying with children or bullying ourselves as adults, and, you know, it walking into our more intimate relationship and then becoming domestic violence just isn't cool. So I'm really happy that they have gone and passed this legislation again. And let's hope that we don't have to revisit this and have it be reauthorized again. Hopefully it will just go through and be passed again and not expire, rather. And it says here in the article, and I'm quoting from policymike.com, which seems to be a pretty reliable source of political information, and that's www.policymite.com. And they go on to say that the Reauthorization Act was actually introduced by Senator Patrick Leahy out of Vermont with Senator Mike Carco out of Idaho in 2011, and it was co-sponsored by 61 senators, Democrats and Republicans. and it includes uniform non-discrimination language to ensure that victims seeking assistance cannot be denied services based on their gender, sexual orientation, race, color, religion, national origin, or disability. And proposed revisions included extending protection to, as I said earlier, Native American tribes to prosecute people who rape or sexually assault them, and prohibiting discrimination against LGBT victims. And also, they were also trying to cover undocumented immigrant victims, especially, and also increasing the authority of the Native Americans, as I said earlier. So I'm not sure if the whole part about the undocumented immigrants passed or not, but I think that was like some serious controversy between the Democrats and the Republicans concerning that part. Let's see here. Actually says this expanded immigration remedy is designed to encourage undocumented victims / witnesses who fear that with law enforcement officials could lead to deportation or to report violent crimes to police and testify against the offenders. So, yeah, I think that's very important. So I hope that was in the legislation, because I can see that happening quite often. Plenty of women have been taken advantage of, and then because of fear of being sent back to their country, they don't necessarily report it. So that was a really good thing. And interestingly enough, on that same note, in Morocco, at about the same time, on March 7th, Morocco actually passed a women's rights bill, because surprisingly enough, in Morocco, they had this very archaic law that said that if a person raped a woman or a young girl, that he could actually marry her. Now, how insane is that? You're violated by some man, and because now he has violated you, that gives him the right to marry you to avoid prosecution. Wow. So this article is from The National. It's www.thenational.ae. And I like to go here to get a lot of international news from around the world. They seem to be very clear and not biased on their coverage of various countries and different human rights violations that might be going on. So they go on to discuss in this article that, you know, back, for example, in March of 2012, a young girl committed suicide. She was 16 because she was forced to marry the man who raped her. And he remained a free man under the so-called Article 475 of the Moroccan Penal Code, Kingdom's Penal Code. And then a year later, the article was actually amended after, you know, a lot of people complained and protested about this. But evidently, this had been going on for quite a while. And so to the credit of the Moroccan government, they are trying to enforce stricter laws, such as up to 30 years in prison for rape. So let's, you know, support our sisters in Morocco and stand by their side to get, you know, make sure that this legislation is taken off the books. And also just banning child marriage in and of itself from that country. I think it says here that the number of child marriages rose to more than 35,000 in 2010 from 30,000 2 years before. So I wonder what the increase is due to, why there's so many child marriages going on in Morocco. And supposedly Article 19 of the Family Code adopted in 2004 prohibits marriage for anyone below 18 of age, considered the age of adulthood, but often judges have gone in and waived the rule. So, I mean, that's okay. They have a law saying, no, just yes, you still have the judges that are overruling. Okay, we must really stick together to fight that, because the child should be forced into a relationship sooner than what they're ready for. I mean, personally, I think at 18, they were ready to be married, so I can even imagine at 13, 14, 15, and 16, being forced to marry. These people have fake papers, they drug the girl, and it's just not a good thing. So we have, you know, thousands of young girls being lost in this system. So we really need to band together and reach out to our sisters in Morocco and give them our support, because it's not just their problem. It's our problem, too. We may not have young ladies being forced into marriage, so to speak, but there are young ladies who are going missing, being sold into sex work, who are working as slaves in this industry. It's a really big industry, and I would like to revisit these topics about sex slaves and sex work here in the next couple of weeks on the show. But right now, I would like to move on and talk about the new Arkansas abortion bill. Now, this is supposedly one of the most strictest abortion laws in the country. And I feel like this is a personal choice between a woman and the person she's involved with and her doctor. Why the government feels that they need to personally keep walking into my life and dictating to me or any other woman what we should be doing is beyond me. So let's find out exactly what this abortion bill is restricting and not allowing, because you can't, you know, be against something if you don't have the knowledge and the education. So let's educate ourselves on this new law. I don't want to, you know, criticize the law if I don't really know what I'm talking about. So it seems that this law, give me one moment, I'm sorry. So basically, the law is saying that weeks are now, after 12 weeks, you cannot have an abortion in the state of Arkansas. So that's like the first trimester. And so that's very disturbing. I mean, that's really right at the point where many women may be just making their decision as to what they want to do, you know, with their particular pregnancy. So I don't know. I don't want to get too deep into this conversation, but I did feel like I needed to speak out on it, because I just have an issue, once again, as I said earlier, with government telling me personally what I can and cannot do with my body. That's not anyone's business but my. To hear your opinion on this. So make sure you can or either at my email at getdeepandkeeperville@gmail.com call 847-826-9733. Like to know what's on your mind and how do you feel about this new Arkansas bill, whether you agree with me or not. I'm open to hear both sides of the issue. But once again, I feel like this is a woman's issue. And so since we're talking about women's issues today, I thought that it would be appropriate to discuss this because it seems like it's just once again chipping away at women's rights as if we're not strong enough or mature enough to make decisions for ourselves, that we need, you know, the government telling us how to handle our own bodies. And lastly, not lastly, but the last thing, one other thing that I'd like to discuss is the fact that Friday was actually International Women's Day. So I'm so happy that there was a day, you know, giving out to women all over the world a chance for all of us to kind of get together and discuss issues that what's going on in America affects what's going on in Morocco, affects what's going on for us. We are sisters. We have to carry the torch for each other. So what might be going on to sisters in India, Nepal, China, Brazil, everywhere, it affects each of us. So I just would like to encourage you to keep in contact with your sisters, whether white, black, Hispanic, Asian, whatever. Make a new friend. Reach out. Because we have more in common than things that make us different. So women, we tend to share many things. We may be mothers, maybe not. We may share a lot of the same health concerns, the same loves, and the same disappointments. So don't be so quick to judge or criticize the woman sitting next to you, because she could very well be experiencing some of the same difficulties that you're experiencing. So just take a moment to reach out to a woman that you may not have something in common with on the surface. And the last thing that I would like to discuss for tonight is my favorite, one of my favorite topics, college basketball. Oh, yes, yes, yes. This weekend was Rivals Weekend. North Carolina at Chapel Hill played Duke University. And I have to admit, North Carolina, oh, we lost pretty badly to Duke, but it is what it is. They won, but you know what? There's always the ACC tournament, so we may have our chance to come back and win. And then the ladies, the Duke ladies, beat the Lady Tar Heels in tournament action in the ACC. So I was a little disappointed, but it wasn't unexpected, I guess. Duke had beat us previously, the Duke females, that is, previously, over the season. So it looks like Duke will go in, the females, as a number one seed in the ACC tournament, and I'm not sure where Carolina's going to go at this point. As far as the men, I think the Duke men's team is going to go in as a number one seed as well. And once again, the Carolina men, we're really not sure, probably a seventh or eighth seed. Well, my time is almost up here, but I want to thank you for joining me tonight on Get Deep and Keep It Real with Camilla. And you can always, if you didn't catch me tonight, you can always go to blogtalkradio.com and check out my station page and hit archives, and then you can find the last two shows that I've done over the last few weeks. So make sure you hit me up on Facebook or on gmail.com. That's getkeepitrealgmail.com. And also, I'm sorry. And also, you know, have a great week, and I hope you enjoy our conversation tonight. Peace, love, health, and happiness.